Good morning.
Well, $14,407. This would normally take someone years to pay off. How did you manage to do it in 7 months?
That's a good question. A lot of it had to do with, of course, establishing a budget and sticking to that budget with the financial coach, Scott Horath, at Summit Credit Union. The other part of it was thinking outside of the box and finding ways to generate as much income as possible.
Now, you held a garage sale, you sold a couple cars, and even your house.
Yes. Well, I sold the house prior to Project Money, so that was a big step before Project Money in taking my expenses that were beyond what I was bringing in and reducing those. So for me, it was a good step. It might not be a good idea for everybody, but for me it worked.
And you rent an apartment closer to work now?
Yes. Yep. So that helped. It took my 45-minute commute each way, so I guess an hour and a half commute each day, and reduced that to a 15-minute commute each way, half-hour commute for the entire day.
What other sorts of sacrifices did you make, and do you miss those things?
I made a lot of sacrifices on my Project Money blog that's on the Summit Credit Union website. I talked about feeling guilty buying dryer sheets during the contest. And, yes, I did miss my dryer sheets. I had static clothes the whole contest, but you know, there were other things like a new pair of jeans or a new pair of shoes. At first it was difficult because I was used to buying those things, but once I established the habit and broke the bad habit, I really didn't miss that stuff because those items end up being items that if I impulsively bought it, it's really not something that I enjoyed because, you know, there was guilt associated with it because it went on the credit card in the past.
Do you think it's possible to do what you did without help, or would you recommend getting some help to pay off such a large amount of money in such a short amount of time?
I would definitely recommend the help. There's no way I could have accomplished what I accomplished without Scott Horath holding me accountable to my budget. When I knew that there was, you know, a big brother to report to, I thought about that when I was spending, and before, when there was no one there. I'm a single mom. There was no one there to hold me accountable, and so that was a huge part of it. The other thing, too, is, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I proved that I do not know how to get myself out of credit card debt, and so I needed somebody else's advice and someone's outside opinion on my financial situation to say, have you thought of this? Have you tried this? You know, put this into place.
Rachel Reinhart, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.